Warrior! You landed on the Coach JV podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. And what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. Oh, warriors, warriors, warriors. Visit us at www.3t, as in Tom, warrioracademy.com to dive into our content. I'm going to talk to you guys about, if you're going through it right now. So one of the things that I love studying the life of Jesus, and he talks about one of his parables. It's in the book of Thomas, and talks about, and some of you may not believe in the book of Thomas. It was removed from the Bible, but his first verse is, seek and you will find. Find and you'll be dismayed. You'll be disturbed. Once you're disturbed, you'll be astonished. And once you're astonished, you'll realize that you're the king. And as we go through this process, and he says something else within the book of Thomas, he talks about we are here and designed to suffer. Now, what does that mean? Like, what the hell is this, right? But would you agree that all of us have faced suffering and sometime in your timeline or within your adult life, right? Or as a child as well, as you face suffering. So what I want to do is I want to help give you some reprieve and some peace to understand that the suffering and the pain that you're going through is meant for you. It's not against you. And when I heard that from Jesus, and it really sunk into me, and I think recently I just talked about the whole thing about where he said, in the end, you find the beginning, in the beginning, you find the end, right? So what we do is we go through this vicious process of fighting and scratching and crawling, and we're fighting and scratching and crawling for something that already exists within us, right? And as we go to find ourselves again and to reconnect with who we truly are, which is earth, we're nature, we're omnipresence, we're one, we're Buddha, we're Jesus, we're consciousness, we're love, we're frequency, we're a tree, we're a dog. Everything is interconnected, right? Everything is a cellular structure that's bound together, atoms bound together. That's science, right? Everything, nothing is solid. Everything is just compressed molecules. It's atoms, right? And so you are made of the same makeup as a star. So you're a superstar, you're super bright. But when you dim your light, what happens is when you dim your light is you take the suffering as something that is against you, and suffering is designed to reconnect you to who you truly are, because in suffering, we can see the light. And if we start to see that suffering is meant for us and everything that's happening to you is for you and not against you, you'll start to see light within the suffering. And the deeper you go into the suffering, instead of resisting it and starting to manage it and putting the snake up on the cross and saying, hey, listen, I'm going to face you. I created you because in the beginning is the end, and your decisions, the activities, and behaviors as an adult created the suffering that you're in. And knowing that you created the suffering, therefore, you can reverse that suffering through your I am affirmations. I am powerful. I am strong. I am worthy. I am abundant. I am successful. I am that I am, right? And hopefully you don't feel like I'm pushing religion on this. It has nothing to do with religion. This has to do with spirituality. Religion actually means knowing oneself, right? So if anything takes you out of that, so if you're in a religious structure and it takes you outside of oneself and he has you looking in the sky, if you look at the sky, the birds will perceive you. If you look in the ocean, the fish will perceive you. If you look inside, you'll find the kingdom of heaven, right? So if anything makes you look outside of yourself for an answer, if you're waiting for Trump, you're waiting for Biden to be staying president, whatever it is, you're waiting for RFK to come in on board, or John or DeSantis, and all, there is no president coming to save you. I can't save you. You can only save yourself. The beautiful thing is we are already saved. That's what they're saying. That's why Jesus died on the cross. He died for our sins, letting us know that we're already saved and showing us that we're all imperfect. We're all screwed up. We're all messed up. But looking at your imperfections as something, as a destruction, and thinking that you're less than is not the right way to look at it. You start looking at your imperfections as the suffering that you're facing in order to get to where you truly want to go. And so if you know that the suffering was caused by you based on your decisions, and I say outside of adult care as an adult, because as a child, you know, you're innocent. Like if something's happened to you, I'm not saying that that suffering, well, it could be meant for you. Could, now let's take that aspect. Something happened to me as a child that was pretty traumatic. And it's like, I could sit here and allow that to destroy me, right? But I used it as something for me, right? I use it as fuel. I use it as fire. I use it to practice forgiveness at a very, very, very deep level. It taught me how to unconditionally love people without expectations. That experience truly taught me how to unconditionally love people because I was in the depths of hell, in my opinion, right? My all the way down to suicide and my opiate addiction. It had a lot to do with my things that happened to me as a child. It was like, that was something that I experienced by someone else's forcing their will on me. And based on them forcing their will on me, I was able to overcome that through seeing what unconditional love is all about. And by having unconditional love for that person and no judgment and knowing that I'm fucked up myself and pulling the log out of my eye before pulling the straw out of their eyes, it's allowed me to live what I call heaven on earth. Doesn't mean I don't suffer. And so the point of this today is if you're suffering, keep going. If you're suffering, put that snake up on the cross. Put it on the cross and say, I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm glad you're here right now. You're going through a divorce and you know it's not the right relationship. Keep going. Keep moving forward. I'm not saying supporting divorce. I'm saying if it's already over, then move on. Move on. Focus on yourself. Drink some water. Exercise. You know, stop focusing on what was and look at what can be. Right? If you lost a business, took me five times to be successful in business, five failed businesses, miserable. And now we're sitting, this is how it works, guys. It's a hero story. Look up the hero story. It'll ruin every single movie you watch. So I want you to rewire your brain today. The suffering that your experience is meant for you, it's not against you. You are powerful. You are strong. You are worthy. You are abundant. I love you. I appreciate you. And as we always say, warriors, get your shit together.